Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 177 of The 80%. In an essay entitled On Maps, poet and literature professor Anne Barngrover wrote, "Time passes whether I stand still or move." Today, let's do a personal finance deep dive and seek out the money lessons that this quote teaches us. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. This is a quote from Anne Barngrover, and she is a poet and a literature professor. Isa sa mga works niya, sinulat niya, sabi niya doon, "Time passes whether I stand still or move." Nung nabasa ko ito, sabi ko, well, yeah, that's common sense, but somehow, bakit parang napatigil ako nung nabasa ko tong line na to? Time passes whether I stand still or move. And it helped me realize na sometimes we take our days for granted. Marami tayong plano in the future, may mga gusto tayong gawin a few months, a few years, or several years down the road. Pero do we often think about ano ba yung mga ginagawa ko every day? Because our actions today will dictate where we will be tomorrow. And when it comes to the context of personal finance, naisip ko maraming pwedeng i-discuss na related dito sa sinabi ni Anne Barngrover. Time passes whether I stand still or move. The first thing that came to my mind is compound interest. The quote underscores the power of compound interest. If you stand still and do not invest or save, you may miss out on the opportunity for your money to work for you and grow over time. Madalas kasing marinig na, ako, saka nila ako mag-i-invest kapag may ipon ako. Saka nila ako mag-iipon kapag malaki na yung sweldo ko. So naghihintay tayo. Ang problem, syempre, dumadaan ng oras, dumadaan yung mga araw, linggo, buwan. Sayang yung opportunity na kahit na maliit lang yung sinave natin, kahit na maliit lang yung ininvest natin, tumubo pa rin yon kahit papaano. Yung iba, ang gusto nila, makapagsave ako ng mga around 3,000 pesos a month, 2,000 pesos a month. Pero hindi pa kaya ng budget nila, marami pa silang gastos, maliit pa lang yung sweldo nila. Kung titignan mo talaga yung cash flow nila, ang kaya lang nila i-save siguro 100 pesos, 200 pesos a month. So hindi nila sinisave kasi naliliitan sila. Pero kahit na 100 pesos lang yan, pag nilagay mo sa isang high interest savings account or even a low risk investment, kikita pa rin yan kahit papaano. Kahit na kumita niya ng 2 piso, 3 piso, pero that month pa lang yon, isang buwan pa lang yon, imaginein mo na lumipas yung 2, 3, 4 na taon, yung 100 pesos na yon pwedeng 120 pesos na, di ba? And yung 20 pesos na tinubo na yon, pang jeep na rin yon, no? O pambili na rin yan ng something. Pero kasi hindi mo naman yon papabayaan na 100 pesos lang. every month, kahit na maliit, dinadagdagan mo siya, lumalaki siya. So, there is an opportunity that you will miss if you delay yung action mo of saving and investing. Because time will definitely pass, and if you did not do or did not take any action, you will miss opportunities. Especially, compound interest. Kasi it makes time your ally when it comes to growing your money. Nagiging kakampi mo ang oras pagdating sa pagpapalago ng pera mo because of compound interest. And if you stand still and do nothing, time will pass and you will miss the opportunity to grow your money. Related to this is also yung financial planning. When it comes to financial planning, that quote emphasizes the importance of proactive financial planning and decision making. If you don't take control of your finances and make strategic choices, time will still pass, but you may not be in a better financial position in the future. Given that there are problems, I will admit na may mga problema, may mga conflict, may mga issues na eventually it will resolve itself. Bigyan mo lang ng oras, just be patient. But when it comes to our personal finance, when it comes to our money, more often than not, almost all of the time, our financial situation will not improve unless we take action. Kailangan natin maging proactive sa pera natin kasi hindi tayo mag-i-improve kung wala tayong gagawin. May mga na-meet na ako na mataas ang utang sa credit card and lagi sila nagko-complain na, nako, ayan na naman yung credit card bill ko, hindi ko na alam kung paano ito i-manage. Minsan nga, pagdating ng credit card statement, hindi na nila binubuksan kasi ayaw lang nilang ma-stress. So, they're not doing anything, but as the months go by, pataas ng pataas yung interest na kailangan nilang bayaran, palalim ng palalim yung utang nila, and because they're not taking action, time passes and they are now in a worse position dahil they chose not to do anything about their financial situation. Pagdating sa financial planning, very important talaga yung time. The earlier you act, the better it will be for your personal finance. Marami kang pwedeng gawin ngayon kahit na maliit lang, but yung small steps, yung little actions, the small actions that you do today, it will eventually compound to a significant impact in the future. The third aspect that I want to discuss is pagdating sa life goals. Set financial goals and take steps toward achieving them, whether it is to pay off debt, buy a home, travel the world, or have a comfortable retirement. You need to take action and move toward those goals as time waits for no one. Pagdating sa mga financial goals natin, may mga financial goals tayo na may deadline. Kunwari, gusto nating mag-travel around the world. Pag nagde-delay tayo sa pag-i-invest, nagde-delay tayo na hindi natin kaagad pinagplanuhan, paano natin gagawin yung dream natin, big dream natin to travel around the world? Pag hindi mo yon pinagplanuhan, kasi sinasabi mo na, saka na lang kapag may oras na ako, saka na lang pag mataas na yung sweldo ko, there might come a time na hindi mo na siya magagawa or hindi mo na kaya gawin yung mga gusto mong gawin. Pagdating sa traveling around the world, what if mahina ka na? Nagkaroon ka na ng problem sa health mo, tumanda ka na, paano ka ngayon magta-travel? Mahirap na, di ba? May dream kang mag-bungee jumping, kaso mahirap yata mag-bungee jump kapag senior citizen ka na. Baka mamaya may mangyari pa sa'yo masama, di ba? Or if you dream of climbing or walking down the Great Wall of China, na sabi ng mga friends ko na nakapunta na doon, mahirap din daw na lakad yon. There are things, there are goals in our life that might become too difficult or even impossible to achieve later in our life. And it's always better to pursue them while we are still young. Which means we should not delay We should plan as early as possible, if not today, on how to achieve our financial goals. And the longer that you delay, the harder it will be for us to achieve them. So it's important to set financial goals and try to create a plan on how you can reach those dreams, those objectives today.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Izanagi. Are you looking for a smart, hassle-free way to grow your money? Then check out Izanagi, your ultimate tool for passive income in the world of forex trading. Izanagi is a supervised, automated trading program from the Philippines, and it's like having a financial expert working for you 24 hours a day. Izanagi uses smart algorithms to analyze market trends and make lightning-fast trades, maximizing your profit potential. Imagine making money while you focus on your career, take care of your business, spend time with your loved ones, or simply while you enjoy life. With Izanagi, you have a trusted partner who can provide regular passive income for you and your family. No need to stress over market fluctuations or closely monitor economic news. Izanagi and the team behind it does it all for you, so you can relax and watch your earnings grow. So join me and other smart, savvy young professionals who have already discovered and unlocked the power of Izanagi. Register for a free account at bit.ly/openizanagi. That's bit.ly/openANAGI. bit.ly/openizanagi. All small letters.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The fourth aspect that I want to discuss is yung avoiding regret. It's a reminder that inaction or poor financial decisions can lead to regret. If you fail to manage your finances effectively, you may regret missed opportunities for financial growth and stability. Yung mga regret natin ngayon, it's usually because of the things that we did not do or wrong choices that we made in the past. Wala na tayong magagawa doon, but it is a reminder na yung mga ginagawa natin ngayon, we have to make sure that in the future, hindi natin pagsisisihan. Time will eventually pass. Sinasabi natin na saka na ako mag-prepare for retirement, pero tatakbo yung oras. Whether we decide to take action or not, we will reach old age, we will reach retirement age. And ano ba mas gusto mo? When you reach that year, that stage, ire-regret mo ba na hindi ka nagsimula ngayon? Siyempre, ayaw natin. Merong isang line din ako naalala na a year from now, you will wish that you have started today. So part talaga ng regret yung not taking action. May nabasa ako no, na ang opposite daw ng love is not hate. Ang opposite ng love is indifference. Bakit ko naman sinabi yon? Kasi, ang opposite ng success is not failure, but The opposite of success is inaction. Failure is part of success. Kailangan mo ding talagang mag-commit ng mistakes, kailangan mo matuto bago mo ma-achieve yung success. Pero kapag wala kang ginagawa, if you're not taking any action, then definitely 100% hindi ka mag-succeed in life. Kasi wala kang ginawa. That's why the opposite of success is inaction or not taking action. Minsan, ang regrets talaga natin are the things that we did not do. Karamihan ng mga pinagsisisihan natin ay yung mga bagay na hindi natin ginawa. Yung mga choices na tinake natin, kahit na nagkamali tayo, meron tayong natutunan doon. And I don't think it's a source of major regret. Mas pinagsisisihan natin yung mga hindi natin ginawa. Lastly, it reminds us to be proactive. By acknowledging that time is constantly moving, you're encouraged to not waste it and prioritize activities that contribute to your growth, whether learning new skills, adopting healthier habits, or pursuing your passion. Lagi nating iisipin na tumatakbo yung oras and yung pinipili natin kung saan natin ginagamit yung oras natin, napaka-importante, napakahalaga. Sana ginagamit natin yung oras natin para i-improve natin yung sarili natin, gumawa tayo ng mga bagay na makakapagpasaya sa atin at makakapagpasaya sa mga tao na nasa paligid natin, or wag natin siyang sayangin sa mga bagay na in the future pagsisisihan natin. So it's always important to be aware, to be mindful, to be conscious of how we spend our time. Napakasimple na sinabi ni Anne Vandrover, but I think there are a lot of levels to it. Time passes whether I stand still or move. There is really a lot of depth dito sa sinabi niya. And I hope ay nasamahan niyo ako dun sa pag-deep dive, dun sa paghimay nitong quote na to.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.